News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Consumers must be free to choose where they service their vehicles and what parts they use without fear of losing their warranty. That is the call this morning from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the CCPC, who are warning the motor industry to stop limiting consumer choice. And Craig Whelan is a director of antitrust for the CCPC and he joins us now. Craig, how big of a problem is this?
Morning, Ciara. Well, from what we can see, this is a big problem affecting lots of Irish motorists. We've received lots of complaints from motorists who are saying that they've taken their car to get serviced and have been told that their warranty has been rendered void because in the past they took it to an independent garage rather than to an authorised dealership. So we've received lots of complaints about this, and what we're doing now is warning the industry that this potentially breaks competition law, seeking information from the industry and also asking consumers who've experienced this to get in touch with us.
Okay, and I have no doubt consumers, now that we've highlighted it this morning on the show and it's in papers and stuff, will start to get in touch with this more. Is it not the case, and I'm only asking this as a question, that if somebody gives a warranty on a vehicle, whatever the brand of vehicle, whatever the make is of vehicle, that it's within their gift to say what you have to do or not do in order to have that warranty remain valid?
So it's perfectly fine for car companies to say if you're getting repairs carried out under that warranty, so you're making a claim under the warranty, that you have to go to the authorised dealerships. They have agreements in place to cover that. But outside of that, no. So that risks breaching competition law because that really restricts competition between independent garages and authorised dealerships. And, you know, owning a car can be quite expensive. Getting a car repaired can be quite expensive. So it's really important that consumers have choice and that they can go to wherever suits them best, either because it has a lower price, better level of service, it's more convenient to them, any number of reasons like that. But they're not locked into authorised dealership networks for these routine servicing repairs.
And certainly, Craig, that would be the perception out there that authorised dealerships, if you get your car serviced in them or repaired in them, that the, anecdotally what people say is they are more expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, I think what consumers might be concerned about is that they do have to go to these authorised dealerships to maintain their warranty, to maintain, you know, the best level of protection. But there are a huge number of independent garages out there that provide just that same level of service. So what we'd always say to consumers before going anywhere like that is to shop around, is to, you know, look at reviews for garages. But they shouldn't think that just because it's an authorised dealership, it's going to automatically be the best level of service they
sure.
can get there.
There's also an issue around the kind of parts that are being used in cars too, isn't it? That obviously if you own a Renault or if you own a BMW, there are Renault and BMW parts, and I'm not singling them out, they're just the first two car makes I thought of, but also there are generic car parts that are cheaper again, and there's been an issue about those being used in people's cars too.
Yes, absolutely. So similar issue with car warranties there. So what we're also seeing reports of is that consumers are being told that their car warranty is now void because the part that was fitted wasn't a manufacturer branded part. It was identical in every other way except the label. And what we're warning is that also restricts competition for spare parts. So again, we'd encourage consumers to, when they're getting their car repaired or getting maintenance done, to engage with that person doing that, to see what options are there for what parts are being provided. And to, you know, make that decision on the basis of choice. But simply because you have not gone with a branded part, which is identical in every other way, that should not invalidate your warranty.
Okay. So obviously, Craig, the message for consumers this morning is if this is being said to you, you know, complain to you guys about it, to the CCPC, and highlight this. And this obviously adds, I suppose, weight to your case or to your claim of what's going on. What's your message to motor dealerships this morning?
So, message is twofold. One, if they are carrying out these practices, they need to stop.
Because they are in breach.
Potentially, absolutely. So if we have credible evidence, if we've evidence that this is going on by a particular company, we can initiate an investigation, we can take enforcement action, and potentially that company could be faced with a fine of up to 10 million euro or 10% of its worldwide turnover. So that's the consequences potentially here.
Sounds quite eye-watering, in fairness, Craig.
Absolutely. And we've seen these cases being taken elsewhere in Europe. Okay. We've seen cases in Latvia. We've seen cases in other parts of Europe where they're kind of at an earlier stage. No decision's been made yet. But we know this is more widespread. It's very significant for the company.
Can I ask you, because texts are coming in already. Someone says, how does this work for batteries in e-cars? We always feel we have to go back to the dealer to ensure the warranty of the battery is valid. Does the same hold true in terms of what you're saying to e-batteries as well?
Absolutely. So it's the same principle. It's the idea that you can't be forced into only getting your car serviced at at an authorised dealership. You have the choice to go to an independent garage if you want. Again, if you're making claims under the warranty, it makes sense that you have to go to the authorised dealership because there's arrangements in place to cover that. But outside of that, no, there's generally not, you know, really good reasons why a car company can force you to go through its authorised network. And we'd encourage that consumer, that motorist, to get in touch with us.
Another very interesting text is coming because I was thinking about this myself. How can a warranty be valid if not done by the main dealer, especially with materials not being used being at the same level of quality? But they go on and say, is this going to be applicable to all products like phones? I have heard this set of phones too. If you bring your phone, that's something wrong with it, to the local sort of phone repair shop around the corner, you will hear from the maker of your phone afterwards, if it's still under warranty, that warranty is now invalid because someone else has had a go at it, not them.
Sure. So in terms of vehicles, look, if you do bring your car to someone who's never looked at the car before and they cause damage to it, that will obviously impact your warranties. That's why I said we'd encourage consumers to check reviews and to, sure, you know, to shop around before going in a particular direction. The motor industry is a bit different in this way, in that there's specific European regulations and European competition law that applies to the motor industry that isn't necessarily as applicable to, say, phones or other products like that. But again, you know, the same sort of principles would tend to apply, that you should have the freedom to go around and to take it to a competent person.
There's also an issue around diagnostics, and I think it's such a funny term for cars, but because cars are so electronic nowadays, they do use these diagnostic tools to know when there's something going wrong with your car, but It would seem that some dealerships have access to diagnostics that others don't. Is that part of the anti-competitive nature of all of this, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it comes back to that idea that, you know, independent garages, are they being restricted from competing fairly with the authorised dealership? So we've also heard complaints from consumers that they've taken their car to an independent garage and that garage has said, I can't actually diagnose the issue, or I can't plug into your car's computer because I don't have access to those tools. So again, the message to the industry is they're required to make those tools available to authorised garages on the same terms that they make them available to independent garages on the same terms they make them available to the authorised garages.
So anything that is protectionist is in breach of this law is what your source is saying to me.
Potentially, yes. Yep. And it's all about the fair competition between the independent garages and the authorised dealerships.
Look, this is very interesting. I have no doubt lots of people's ears will have pricked up about this morning. I'm sure lots of people have been told exactly what you've said that they've been told. That is Craig Whelan there, Director of Antitrust for the CCPC. Let us know if you've been affected. I know, Shane, I have always used independent garages for my car, but there has been at times that they have said to me, I can't do this, you're going to have to go elsewhere. We don't have this bit or this ability.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's interesting.
It does appear to be an issue. And let us know if you were affected out there by it this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.